The issue received a lot of attention this summer when State Auditor Dave Yost, who's investigating alleged attendance scrubbing, posted a video on YouTube encouraging district staff to come forward without fear of reprisals. Board President Carol Perkins says the policy simply officially restates existing protections.
I think it's providing information on the avenue or whom to call in the event that they have an issue or concern to raise. There's a method, there's a process out there.
Board Member Mike Wiles says he'd like to see a few changes to the policy, like having complaints funnel through the auditor's office rather than the superintendent's. And he favors changing the language to say that supervisors who violate a whistleblower's rights will be punished rather than may be punished.
If you know that if you do something, you're definitely going to get disciplined. Nobody likes that. And the other thing is, by going through the internal auditor's office as opposed to the administration, then that makes one degree of separation so that keeps it beyond reproach.
The policy will be voted on later this month.